different bunch again. There are not many Dutch there, but there's quite a few Germans in there. And between here and Rensselaer is a church, St. John's Lutheran Church. Well, around that church is a, well, they call it a Schultz settlement, and that's what it is. They're practically everyone that lives in there is Schultz or related to Schultzes, and they're all Germans. And they're a bunch more or less by themselves, but still they, well, we mix and get along fine and all that. But if you get right into the community, you'll find it's just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And here, of course, it's always been Dutch in the last 10 years now. Everybody's moving in from Lake and Porter counties up around Lake Michigan, Gary Hammond up in there, getting crowded too much with all the city things and wanting to get away and get out of the colored areas. And so they're moving out here, moving fast. They're coming too fast for us. They're smothering us out.
Yeah.
Really, is what's going on.
It's
is there a Dutch Reformed Church here? Or?
Oh.
Yeah.
Christian Reform, American Reform, First Reform, and a Bethel Reform. Four Dutch churches.
And there's a Catholic church right over here in the Lutheran. And
I'm a Methodist. It's north of town.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Methodist too?
No.
Nope.
He don't go.
Around.
He doesn't go anywhere. Unless it's Boy Scout Sunday or something, then he has to go and then he goes. But outside of that,
I go to church once in a while. I always went regular until we got married.
He always went to the American Reform until we got married.
She didn't know anyone in the church I went to, and she knew a lot of girls in the Methodist church, and that's where she wanted to go. And I said, well, go where you want to go. And I just, she didn't want to go to church where I went, so I didn't go there anymore.
Oh, I didn't say I didn't want to go to church with you, but I didn't think you were too much interested in going anyway. I don't know.
Didn't think she fit in the crowd I went with.
How many children do you have?
Three.
Our oldest boy lives in Hebron,
mm-hmm.
and he works at the Bud Plant in Gary, where they make car parts. And he has a packaged liquor store in Hebron, and then he also has refereed small colleges and high school basketball and football.
Oh.
So he's a busy guy.
Boy, that's something I always thought I'd like to do.
Yeah, oh, that's his. Well, he went to Purdue for a year and a half, and then the last semester he was there. His ambition was to play on the Purdue basketball team. He was doing just fine. I mean, he was on the freshman team and everything, and then he had a knee banged up in a soccer class, which at that time no one played soccer anyway, but they still had that class, and that's where he got his knee banged up. And
well, you had to play whatever game you were studying. If you were studying soccer, that's the game you played.
Yeah, you had to play, and Purdue sent him to Indianapolis and operated on it, but it just never was right, so
yeah.
He decided he wasn't going to get down the Purdue basketball team, and so he just quit school.
Hmm.
And but then he got to this refereeing, and I mean, he meets the kids, a lot of them that are coaches now, they know that he went to school at Purdue, and he's perfectly happy because he's with those environment, the athletes that he wanted to be with. But
he refereed Indiana State High School attorney last spring.
Is he tall?
Yes. Yes, he's 6'2", 6'1".
Not unusually tall.
No, but he's tall. Then our daughter just lives south of town here, and she married us. They have five children, and Roger, our oldest boy, has three children, and then Jody, which his name is John, but there's a Mr. John in town here that just drank and just such a drunkard, and he shot his wife, killed his wife, and injured one of the daughters. He had 13 children, I think.
Oh,